Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, it's fair to say that my next guest has come, well, a very, very, very long way. 3 years ago, she was a single mom. She was buried in debt. Now she has her own TV show on how to manage your budget. Isn't that incredible? So with Christmas around the corner, who better to ask how to afford it all and budget and do it properly than Santis O'Garrow? Good morning.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
It's great to finally meet you.
I'm delighted to be here.
It's great to have you. Now, listen, for those who don't know about the Caribbean Dub on Instagram, how would you describe your situation back in 2018?
It was kind of like everything came to a head in 2018. I was always bad with money. I like shopping. I like to look well. You know, I'm a girl's girl to a certain point. But I didn't really do it for myself. I always did it to kind of please other people. You know, it's like image was mm-hmm. everything in a certain way, even though you probably wouldn't think it. It was really, really mattered how people thought of me. And 2018, my granddad passed, split up relationship, had a new baby. And I just felt really lost. I was on maternity leave and...
You were shopping.
And I was still shopping.
You were shopping away.
I was still going, everything would be grand in the night, you know. I was still hitting the tap button and... download and Amazon and everything. Sorry, I don't know. Amazon and everything. And, you know, I was still buying away and trying to buy myself out of my situation.
There is a little pang of, isn't there, when you're doing stuff like that? There's a little, because obviously things were a little bit bleak in your life then. And it was just that, maybe that little bit of joy you were getting from life.
Yeah, it's instant gratification that I was getting straight away. Like, my kids looked great, you know. Everything was, I was still smiling, but... You know, it was a different case at home because it was winter. And it's actually funny that I'm here now because that was when it all set in. You know, I couldn't afford to buy Christmas presents as such for the kids, but everybody was seeing us put together and looked well outside.
Is that when it came to a head? Is that when you thought, I'm
Christmas.
In trouble here?
Yeah, I was really in trouble. I was like, what do I need to do? Do I have to file for bankruptcy? Like, I don't know because I can't. There's so much going out and not enough coming in. And it was the case of I was wishing my daughter, you know, to turn one so she could go on normal milk. It was stupid things like this, you know, in the supermarket all the time. And the girl is saying there's no money there in your card because I don't know what I bought the night before because I was up, you know, breastfeeding or what, or not. I was up with the baby, you know, and God knows.
So what did you do?
I kind of had, it got really bad, like mentally for me. And had an intervention from my family, from my work. Like everybody was like worried because, you know, I'm usually a positive person. And you notice that when someone kind of goes in on themselves that...
Something's wrong.
And I had a lovely boss at the time, Fiona Byrne, shout out.
Hello, Fiona Byrne, double shout out. And did she sit you down and go, what's going on here?
Because
you were working as well.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I was back in work then. I was just off maternity leave and I was back in work. And she was just like, what is wrong with you? You're not right, you know. And she had a good heart to heart with me and was saying, you know, because I just had the baby and everything, she thought there was probably, you know, something else
postnatal
going on
maybe.
There.
Yeah.
And she gave me a good talking to, and I was talking to my mom. I went to my doctors and my doctor, and then he was like, you're just over. He said, you have stress-induced anxiety, because I couldn't take deep breaths. I was like panicking. I'd cry at the tip of a hat. And I was somebody, I cry at anything now. I was somebody who always held in, you know,
tears
and stuff. But now, after that, I just cry at everything.
That's interesting because we're talking about crying as well today.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny. We talk about crying in the workplace. And really, if someone cries over something silly, sometimes you don't know what's going on behind.
I'd be the one person crying. I used to be crying. Like, I remember, you know, cashiers, I was the manager, and they was like, you need, something's wrong. Like what's going on, do you know? Normally you're well enough for the job that you're in. I was in the bookies at the time.
So Fiona had a chat with you?
Fiona had a chat with me. My family had a chat. I went home and then I was telling my family, telling my doctor, and I sat down and I just kind of, it just hit me, you know, when you're considering, you know, alternative to living, you know, it really hit me that if I'm going to live, I'm just going to really go for it and I'm going to change it because, you know, I have my daughter, I had my son and they were so young and they didn't deserve that. It really hit me like how I was just looking at it from my point of view. But I had a chance with two young kids to actually change the way how they saw their whole life. I didn't realise what I was going to do as such, but I just knew that I needed to get out of debt and I needed to control a little bit of money that was coming in to a certain point. And I really did.
You did a full 360 on it.
I know.
You did a phenomenal job. So that day you woke up and decided, I'm going to stop shopping and I'm going to budget.
Yeah.
Was that a difficult thing to do? Did you fall off the wagon, so to speak? How did you manage your
money? I didn't even know. Like, now it's easy to say, you know, this is what I did. But I literally was like, what do I do? Who do I know? No one, none of my mates really knew what to do. And I Googled this on Google, Dr. Google.
Yeah.
And I was like, how'd you get out of debt fast? And I was on YouTube then. I was watching this woman in America and she was paying off debts and everybody was coming on, you know, going, well done, you're doing great today. And I was like, I want a bit of that.
Yeah.
Like, I need that. So I went onto Instagram and it was only, like, I didn't really do anything on Instagram as such. I had about all my family because I'm from the Caribbean. So I was like more to stay in touch with people. And I was like, I am 15,027 in debt. I'm going to clear this in a year. And
so you made it public.
Yeah.
To the people, your friends and family. Yeah. You said, I'm going to clear this. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but this is my mission.
Which
you
is put a bit mad.
You are mad.
Yeah, I am. I'm an eye.
So you put that positive pressure on yourself so you can't escape it.
Because I was just like, if I was left to my own devices, I'd be back.
Yeah.
I'd be back doing everything again. And then I was like, this is accountability. Now, I did get the messages going, what is going on with you? Like, what? But little did they know how bad it was before. So, and then I was watching all the American people doing this. So for me, in my head, I was like, this is normal.
I can
These
do this.
These are my pals, you know?
I can do this.
I can do this.
So you got the discipline through... Yeah.
The accountability.
Like the accountability.
People would see me coming every week. And I'd if you go back, you'd see every single week, there'd be a picture of me and the kids and they'd be running away. They'd be running off and I'll take a snap and I'll go, I paid 150 this week to debt. I'll pay 200. And I was trying to beat myself, you know. And like, you know, say you got the children's child benefit.
Allowance,
I was kind of saying, you know, I wouldn't... Normally, that'd be an opportunity for me to just go wild for the kids and buy them everything. But now I was like, no, that's part of my budget. So I was kind of telling people. And what I didn't realize while I was doing this for myself and learning, and every time I learned something, I'd go, oh, do you hear about the cash envelopes method? And did you hear about this? And you hear about that? People were coming to me and they were kind of saying, oh, I'm at the start in that. I'm paying this. So it was like this domino effect of people
You've
just talking
about
money.
You've built this community.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, it was,
and Irish people hate talking about money.
Hate talking. Hate Irish talking people, about money. Like everybody does. It's like the worst thing. Irish people really do. But I'm realising now that everybody hates.
Yeah.
Everybody likes talking about the good times, what money does for them. But no one talks about, you know.
Paying those bills.
Paying those bills. It's too adult for us, you know.
So what are the important things to keep in mind when you're deciding on a budget? So you started going, okay, so children's allowance, I'm not going to buy them the best of gear and the new gear.
No, like, look, we're very lucky. We're in a first world country.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of us are very lucky. Look, I know we're going through, you know, a crisis right now. And people have always been going through that. There's people that are on the poverty line all the time. So I don't want to discount that. But for the most part, we're very lucky. You know, you have charity shops there. You have, you know, I was like getting hand-me-downs and they were grand. And I was given hand-me-downs. I was buying necks for children that are going to grow out of them in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. And then I couldn't afford to buy formula. Like, it didn't make sense, you know? So it was little things like that. I was looking at my budget.
And you were looking at your community.
Yeah.
As well. Like saying to your friends, do you want this? Yeah. I'll take this. And so you're
being honest in your environment. And then you had older... And the mommy's going, we always did this. We had people sending clothes from America for us. And it was just starting this conversation where that just started to become my normal. And, you know, like the kids would get clothes now. They're still hand-me-downs. Sometimes I'll go and buy them something in the shop. But I don't feel that pressure to keep up with what everybody else is doing. And they look no different. Bring them to a playground. They definitely
they don't
look
care.
Any different. They don't care.
My kids be in pyjamas all day, if they like it. How long did it take you to clear your 15 grand debt?
1 year. I literally hammered it out. I couldn't believe it, to be honest with you. But I just got addicted to it. And then when I was finished, I was like, oh, what do I do now?
I have to save. So I wanted to talk to you about Christmas.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of families listening to your story going, well, hopefully we'll go, oh, I want to do that. That sounds amazing. Even if I'm not in 15 grand debt, maybe I can save 15 grand in a year by making little small changes. We're coming up to Christmas. What would your top tips be when you're coming around to buying Christmas presents for people and all that kind of stuff?
Okay, so I want to take the sentiment out of it just for 1 second. Create a budget for Christmas. How much are you willing to spend for Christmas? It's an expense. You know, it comes around every year. And I know we're all shocked by it, but you should be having priorities there. Create a budget, create a list, who you're buying for, how much you're going to give each person. And then I would say, like, I always think of myself, I love gifting, but I'm Santa, so I'm not Santa. Mm. You know, I have to have a limit there. You have to pull back. You can't please everyone. Mm-hmm. You should be giving out of joy anyway, and you should be focusing on giving your time as well. Like, we don't do that. We kind of substitute a bottle of wine for actually knocking into someone and saying, how are you?
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Or, you know, write a card to your neighbor and say, I appreciate you this year. And also when you're buying, make sure when you're buying within budget, make sure you're tailoring it towards what someone actually wants. There's no point turning up and giving stocking fillers and giving gifts, and then 6 months down the line, that's gone to a charity shop or still unopened. That's just wasting money. And giving to people that don't appreciate as well. That's something, like, I know. That's something that...
That's a great tip.
I know.
I've never heard a money saver say, don't be buying presents for people who don't appreciate it.
That is so true.
I'm
just like, why? Give it to the people that literally, you know, they're going to appreciate you, and they appreciate your friend, your friendship, and they appreciate the time that you have to take in to pick something. And it makes it easier because it's less than, you know, you're cutting. So it's not even just on the sense of saving money. It's just being wide with your money as well.
I love the positive pressure you put on yourself on Instagram all those years ago. How's life now?
A lot better. A lot better. I don't know what's happening with my life. I don't know who's going to email next, you know.
It's great.
Yeah, it's very exciting, and I'm trying to just keep it all. I'm trying to keep it all, keep myself grounded and just stay, you know,
true to myself, humble,
and just walk into any room as myself. Like, that's the basic. I'm 39 now as well, so I'm not like, you know.
You look great.
I'm not a spring chicken.
You look great.
Thanks very much.
Well, listen, I just want to thank you. So I love your story. I think people need to follow you because I think you're deadly. The Caribbean Dub on Instagram. Go and give her a follow. Santa Zagara, thank you so much for telling us your story and hopefully inspiring people to get on that bandwagon, because there's just no need, is there?
No.
What would you say is the best place to shop to do all this in?
I am an advocate for TK Maxx.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah, okay. Why is that?
Because you basically get more Christmas for your money. You know, if you have the brand lovers there, you're going to get it in there and you're going to get a bargain. Sometimes I can't believe, like, you know, shampoo in one shop is 50 euro and you go in there and it's 8 euro. Mm. And it's the same shampoo. They're brilliant.
Do you give yourself time for TK Maxx? I find that I need time to browse and maybe don't go with
kids. In the morning.
Yeah.
No, don't bring the kids.
Don't bring the kids because they just run to the toy section.
My daughter, she's a diva, so she'll come back with sparkles and, you know, glitter.
Unicorns and teddies and, don't take
too
the kids.
Much, no.
Another good tip. Well, listen, okay, so go and check out TK Maxx as well and give Santa's a follow, the Caribbean Dub. Thank you so much for coming in and hopefully you'll be back again to talk about your next venture.
As long as you have me,
I'll always have you. Thanks for coming in.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.